This week, we start things off with a look at the schools and education system in different locations in New Jersey. The superintendents and administrators are facing uncommon challenges this year thanks to the winter weather, as well as proposed new programs and changes in existing ones. Here to discuss some of these issues is the superintendent for the Spartan New Jersey school system, Superintendent Dennis Tobin. Good morning, Superintendent Tobin.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me today.
Let me give you the website for the Sparta School District. Learn about all their programs, their schools, facilities, events, everything in between, sparta.org. It's easy enough to remember. Let's look at the calendar, because let's cross our fingers first and say, hope that we're done with snow. We don't need to see a white Easter or anything like that. But how daunting a task is the school calendar now for the balance of the year for the district?
Sparta, along with all public schools in the state of New Jersey, have had a challenge with emergency closings the last 2 years, last year because of Hurricane Sandy, and this year because of our severe winter. As required by the New Jersey Department of Education, all public schools are required to have 180 school days for students. So it is a challenge as to when to make that up. Teacher contracts run from September 1st to June 30th. So there's only a few ways to make sure you get those 180 days in if you have a large number of emergency closings. The Sparta School District had 10 emergency school closings this past winter, mostly for, inclement weather. So we did have to take away our spring break in April. That is indicated on our school calendar for all students, parents, and staff, that if we exceed our 4 built-in emergency closing days on our calendar, the first thing we would do is start taking it off our spring break. So we built in 4 emergency school closings in our calendar. We had 10 school closings, so that means we needed to find 6 more days to make up and meet the required 180 school days. So 5 of those 6 days will come off our spring break, which was scheduled for April 21st through 25th. And then we are probably going to look to recommend to our Board of Education that we go in on a half a day on one of the Saturdays that remain between now and our last scheduled school day of June 20th. So that is how we plan on making up our emergency school closings here at Sparta.
When you look ahead to the next school year, and you mentioned there's 4 days scheduled for snow days, as compare and contrast, I believe Vernon does 6. Given the weather that we're seeing, the winters like we used to have when you and I probably were growing up, is there a thought process now to make it more than 4 schedule, allow for more than 4 days in the scheduling for next year's school calendar?
Well, that is a common question that has been asked school administrators over the last month or so because of the severe weather we've had. The only thing that building in more snow days does is it basically puts you into the last week of June. Right now, we build in 4 snow days. If we're going to continue to have all the holidays that we currently have in place in our calendar, if we build in additional emergency closings, all that's going to do is put us into the last week of June, which we really are trying to avoid. So we build in the 4 days. We let our parents and students know how we will make up any days that exceed the 4 days. We also have project graduation. We're a K-12 district. We have a high school. We have project graduation that has been a tradition in our school district that is very well attended by approximately 250 to 300 seniors following graduation. It's something that our school district has found important to keep in place, but it does have some ramifications as far as your school calendar in that it's not easy to move your school calendar at the end of the school year because the venue that we use in Mendham for that project graduation, it's usually very difficult for them to reschedule that event at the last minute. So that is something that comes into play with high schools that have project graduation also as far as makeup days.
I know some schools have taken a lead from some businesses who, when there's bad weather, they call it telecommuting, and they basically have the assignments done and then completed by students on their home computers and then emailed to the teachers. Is something similar to that been part of the thought process for next year?
Another great question, and something that is being discussed in schools throughout New Jersey. I believe Randolph is doing a pilot program with the New Jersey Department of Education for their high school seniors regarding online learning. I also believe a couple of regional high schools. I believe it was Pascack Valley, which is a regional high school, who also on one of the emergency school closings did some online learning, and they have applied with the Department of Education whether that day will count. What's difficult is when you're a K through 12 district, I believe online learning would be something that we could accommodate for our older students, our high school students, but to do that with our elementary school students, our primary students of kindergarten through third grade, I think would be a little bit more difficult. And I don't know whether schools have worked that out yet. But it is something that is being discussed. But I don't know if it's as easy as people think, especially with the young elementary primary school students.
Although I think we've all seen three-year-olds whip around a computer with a mouse better than some of us when we first tried it, too. So you might be surprising how well-versed some of the extremely younger kids are with computers. We're talking with Superintendent for the Sparta New Jersey School System, Dennis Tobin, Sparta.org on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Coming up on Monday is a revisit to an issue that you've been supportive of, and depending on who in Trenton you listen to, is part of the future for all New Jersey schools, and that's full-day kindergarten. It was voted down by the school board recently, and as I mentioned in the Monday evening meeting, there's going to be a second vote. Any context clue as to whether or not the second time will be the charm?
Well, first of all, let me begin by saying, being a Board of Education school board member is a very difficult position these days. And they are volunteer community members who are volunteering their time to provide a service to our school community. And I commend any person who takes time out of their busy schedule with their family and their professional life to do that. And they have some very important and difficult decisions that they have to make on an annual basis. One that has been presented in Sparta is full-day kindergarten. My office, along with our school administration and our school staff, are a proponent of full-day kindergarten. We have researched it. We've been in conversation with numerous colleagues and other educators across the states. And as you know, a little over 8 out of 10 school districts right now, public school districts, do provide full-day kindergarten. We do believe with all the challenges that come across the desk of a student today, academics, social development, and all the emotional issues that some students have, we do believe the extended school day for our 5-year-old students in kindergarten is something that we do look forward to one day implementing in Sparta. We have done numerous presentations here at Sparta, trying to provide our Board of Education with all the information they need to make this decision. It is a difficult decision because on an annual basis, a school board works with the school administration in developing an annual school budget. And it is very challenging each year for school districts to maintain their staffing and programming with the funds they have available to them. So we are looking to provide full-day kindergarten in our school district without having any ramifications on any of the other programs that we are currently providing. So as far as our school board, they are still discussing this matter. There will not be any official vote on Monday. There will be further discussion. We have presented our 2014-2015 tentative budget to the county office already by the provided timelines and guidelines of the Department of Education. It is under review by the county superintendent and county business office at this time. We are not allowed to make any modifications to that budget until the April 28th public hearing that we have scheduled. By then, we will have the superintendent, county superintendent and business office final review of our tentative budget. We will then be able to discuss that with our full board along with the Sparta school community. That is why we have a public meeting regarding the budget. At that time, if the board chooses to make any modifications to our budget, which would be full-day kindergarten because it will affect our current tentative budget, we will then have to make modifications to the budget if the board, through a majority vote on April 28th, decides to implement full-day kindergarten next year. We will have to make modifications to our submitted budget, and then we will have to get that into the county superintendent and business office as soon as possible for a second review by their offices. But that will be the process we will take.
So that's the next deliberation of full-day kindergarten will be this coming Monday, 7:30 p.m., and that will be at the Mohawk Avenue School. Worthy if you're certainly a Sparta resident, because there are some discussions which are a little too detailed to get into verbally. You sort of need the words in the print in front of you, but they're concerned about the 2% cap, and there's been some ideas and means by which that can be that impact could be lessened through various financial paths and twists and turns and bookkeeping, but that's, you know, like I said, it's a little bit too detailed to get verbally and just make your ears glaze over. But if you're a resident of Sparta Township, certainly it's worthy of your time to attend the Monday meeting at the Mohawk Avenue School, because this is a process that, if it were to come to pass, would put Sparta ahead of the curve that most of the state's going to have to follow. And it'd be nice to be a leader instead of a follower if that's your community. Learn more about the various programs, policies, everything that there is about the Sparta School District, sparta.org. And that's the website. We've been joined this morning by the Superintendent, Dennis Tobin. Superintendent Tobin, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, and have a great day.